Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Staying in the world of college sports, I see the headline in the Free Press, Michigan State football opts to not have a spring football game. Huh. And this is not exclusive to MSU. This has become a trend. John, are we seeing the death of spring games?
I believe we are. And part of it, there's a multiple things that are playing a part of this. Now, Michigan State, it's not because they played a long time in the college football playoffs. It's simply because they don't want to showcase their guys before the portal window is open or closed.
They had guys poached last year. Every team's dealing with this right now.
Right. And we heard early on Matt Rhule talk about why would we showcase our guys? Because they have one of the better attended spring games. Not all of them are sellouts. Not every fan goes to the spring game. Not every fan watches the spring game. But it is a peek into who are some of those early enrollees that are going to be playing. Last year for them, it was Raiola, their quarterback. And he obviously didn't transfer, but that's where people want to see. For Michigan, they want to see Underwood. For Michigan State, they want to see are they showing progression? How is Jonathan Smith developing some of these players that he's been able to now recruit and also get in the transfer portal? My solution to that would simply be the portal is open from April 16 to 25. 25th is a Friday. Why not have the spring game on April 26? Portal's closed.
Problem solved.
You don't have to worry about them entering the portal at that point. Nobody's going to see them on film. Nobody's going to, be on campus at that point. It's too late. So just back it up a week. And my counter to that, as a former student athlete, is when are finals? When are, does it back them up into actually being, a student? Mm-hmm. And I know you're going to say, well,
they're athletes first these days.
Right. And so you can't have it both ways if that's the case. So I think you just back it up to where you're going to showcase your guys or put them in a position to compete in the stadium and with some fans. Now, again, I don't think Spartan Stadium is going to be sold out. Michigan Stadium's not going to be sold out.
Right.
This is one where Michigan, typically, they only open up half of the stadium anyway. And so I don't like that they're going away. Now, on the flip side, the portal window, that was the aspect. Mm-hmm. The other aspect is if you are a program that is continually competing in the college football playoffs, that national championship game and the college football playoffs, they're in January, and it keeps getting backed up further and further. You have very little time from the end of your season for off-season conditioning, developing strength training and all that, to actually be able to put together a team and just recovery, rehab, surgeries. It's what happens, surgery season after a football season, to field enough guys to make it worth the while. And so that's part of the equation as well. the answer, what it looks like moving forward, is that there's going to be an NFL-style offseason where you have, you know, quote-unquote OTAs. You may still have the 15 practices, but they may be, you know, shorts and skirts. You may not be going full pads. You could back those up and you could do them at any time. You don't have to have a spring game. All of those different things. So yeah, I think the spring game is going bye-bye for a number of different reasons. Some I agree with, some I don't agree with. But then what do you lose?
So I've always viewed the spring game as for the fans, because the team's going to practice either way and they're going to do their evaluations behind closed doors. That's Michigan State's plan. The spring game has always been for the fans to me, right? It was a free go see some of these guys. And the takeaways were always supposed to be with a grain of salt, but it was the idea of weather's getting warmer, build a little anticipation, go out to the big house or Spartan Stadium and hang out. And it was for the fans, right? And now this is taken away from the fans. But I don't know if the fans even care, because I was talking to a couple Spartan fans last night, and they go, yeah, sounds about right. Like, they weren't surprised by this at all, and maybe that's just because it's inevitable. It's not the first school. It won't be the last school. John, maybe Michigan someday takes it away, too. I mean, that's...
Some of it is this year, too. Sounds about right. Like, what's the excitement about Michigan State football? Is there a guy that you're just dying to go see?
Is Childs looking any better? And if he does, then you go, well, it's only the spring. It's kind of like spring training with the Tigers. Right.
But what you're losing is that moment in the stadium with, and however many fans are there, it changes the equation for the players. Because there is an added amount of pressure. You're playing in the stadium. And you could practice in the stadium. Michigan does it. I'm sure Michigan State does. I'm sure every school does it. They play in their stadium. And so that adds a little bit of a different perspective, a little bit of, you know, it can change the performance. But then you put fans in the stands, and now all of a sudden there's a little bit more pressure. It's not at all like it is on Saturdays in the fall. But you get a chance to evaluate in that environment. Where you are going to lose in this situation, and I fell into this, and it was, so let's just take that for a second. The spring game following my freshman year, I made the transition from tight end to O-line. And I had to play in the spring game against Trevor Price. I had to do it in front of fans. And that was, I mean, you want to talk about, you know, holding on for dear life and trying to come up with different ways. It changes how you handle things on the sidelines, how you make adjustments on the field. That was a huge part of my development. But the bigger part of my development was making that transition from tight end to O-line. I needed all 15 of those practices. And so if they weren't padded, if they were OTA style, it was going to be very hard for me to make that transition and figure out, how am I going to run block against Trevor Price? How am I going to find a way to you know, go head-to-head against Glenn Steele? All of those different things were part of my development. And if I didn't have that physicality, do I start that next year? I don't know. I don't know if I can make that transition. So I think you're missing out on the early enrollees now.
That's a huge part of this too.
Getting those reps in full contact drills versus we're going to go out in shorts and shoulder pads.
But they are still practiced. Like Michigan State.
No, but
you're
but
saying,
if
is
you
it going that way?
That's where this is all going. Is
which is tough, because there's already a lack of continuity in college football, right? I mean, the portal, and I understand why it's there. Players have every right to transfer and better themselves, like coaches can leave and better themselves. But it's led to a lack of continuity in college sports, hoops and football, where the rosters turn over so much. Those spring practices, I'm sure coaches would tell you, we got to get to know everybody. We got to get acclimated. We got to build something to give them a summer workout plan so that when we get to the fall, we're not falling behind. The spring practices are critically important. The spring game, you guys tell us.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, John, you bring the perspective of someone who played in the game and can say, yeah, I benefited from playing in a spring football game. As a fan, are you at all bummed that Michigan State says, we're just going to practice and keep it to ourselves? And they've said they have some renovations going, and Jonathan Smith did allude to the fact that, yes, poaching is maybe not the number one factor, but a factor. If you're a Spartan fan, did you like going to these games? If you're a Michigan fan, how would you feel if Michigan came out and said, stay home. You're not coming out and watching us play our spring game, or even a scrimmage. But I always viewed it as kind of a little taste for the diehard sports fan. And I just feel like college football has done their fans a disservice in a number of ways. And this is just the latest, like, we're taking something away from you. Even if it's small, even if it's, hey, it's a scrimmage and I'm not going to make grand declarations, it still was a fun thing to go to your college campus and watch if you love football. And now it's being taken away all across the country.
It's also a missed opportunity for, and I'll just give you an example. Michigan's still having their spring game as of now.
Yes.
So we've heard. And then after that, when the fans do come in, and there will be a number, there'll probably be more fans this year simply because they want to see what Underwood's going to be like. What does he look like in the maize and blue? So every year is going to be a little bit different. But after the spring game, and I just saw this, you know, posted on social media, I don't know if this is yesterday or the day before, they're going to have a meet and greet with the entire roster after.
Okay. For,
I think it's Champion Circle that's putting it on. So if you don't have fans coming to watch the game, you're missing an opportunity for, quote unquote, you know, you're going to pay $20 to come in and meet, you know, Bryce Underwood,
right?
Well, and get an autograph.
Some people will, but
But that's my point. Is it's an NIL opportunity that schools are missing out on. So if we're not doing it because of the transfer portal, then could we possibly be doing it because one, it's an introduction to this team to your fans, but it's also an opportunity to raise some money for, you know, April 7th house settlement. If we're going to have to pay $20 million, can we find a way to... But again, it's nickel and diming your fans.
Yeah, well, cuts that way too. 248-539-9797. We got some people on hold. We got open lines if you want to hop in this morning. The question is the death of spring football games. It used to be a bigger deal. Slowly dying. Michigan State, the latest to say, to hell with it. We're not playing a spring game. We'll practice, but we're not holding a game for everybody to come out and watch. It's 97.1.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.